A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
Welcome to A Word for Today. We are looking at Joshua chapter 13, and it's Saturday the 4th of July. What we are continuing is the question, what's life all about? That's the question we considered at our guest service last Sunday. And we've seen the fact that the world really doesn't have answers. It has theories about what's life all about, but it can provide no provable answers. A world that is characterized by ignorance, disorder, and death. And then we've seen that biblical revelation steps in with complete answers to all those questions, explaining every kind of experience we have on earth and telling us where we came from, who we came from, why we're here, and where everything is headed. The Bible tells us all those things. And the Bible is a revelation that is verifiable. When we consider it, the ways that prophecy is fulfilled are quite astonishing, given the literary history of the Bible, written in so many different literature types over such a long period of time, 1600 years, by more than 30 authors in different languages, three different languages. How could it all hang together as it does? But it does hang together because its author is God the Holy Spirit, and its message is the gospel. It is the Bible, it is the gospel teaching package that the Bible brings to us. And we've seen that the Bible tells us that humankind was created immortal, given a perfect world, but rebelled against God and was therefore placed under the curse of God, a curse that brought disorder and death into the world. But the Bible immediately goes on to reveal the glorious gospel that God took up human flesh and came to the earth in the person of Jesus Christ, lived a perfect life, and went to a Roman cross to provide salvation for his people. And he promises salvation to all who repent and believe and depend in the gospel. And we've seen that we now live in the church age, the age at which the church works under the direction of God, the sovereign direction of God, with the word of God, that is the tool God has given us, prayerfully used, to call in the people of God. That's building God's church. And we left yesterday considering Joshua chapter 13, 1 to 6, and seeing how it is that God's church is being built. What is that teaching us about the building of God's church? I'm going to read that passage again, or at least parts of it. So we're looking at Joshua chapter 13, reading from verse 1. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to possess. And this is the land that yet remains." And then there followed a catalogue of seven nations and the territory they occupy. I'm not going to read that. And then picking it up halfway through verse 6, God continues, "I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel. Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have commanded you." So we see there that God is building his church. He will drive them out. The whole book of Joshua pictures, models the building of God's church. That is its purpose. And it tells us that the sovereign God will do that work through his church. That's why Joshua is commanded to allot the land to Israel for an inheritance. He is to do that. But of course, God is the one empowering him to do that. And then we finished yesterday by looking at that phrase, "there remains yet very much land to possess." That comes at the end of verse 1 and is emphasized again at the beginning of verse 2. This is the land that yet remains. The issue here is the land that remains. And verse 1 tells us very clearly that there is very much land that remains, which is a bit surprising because at the end of chapter 11 we were told that the territory had been captured and the land had rest from war. So this is now going back to teach us something more. And it's teaching us about the church age. It's teaching us about the outreach of the church with the gospel in the world today. Yes, indeed. There is very much land to possess in this, the church age. Do you remember what Jesus said to his disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 8? This was the risen Jesus before his ascension, speaking to his disciples, and he said, "You will be my witnesses to the end of the earth." And the Great Commission he gave his followers, actually every follower until the end of time, at the end of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." There's a massively expansive mission given to the church. That's what that phrase, "there remains yet very much land to possess," is pointing forwards to. And it's saying something very wonderful to the unbeliever. It's saying there's yet a chance. In this, the church age, everybody is going to be taking sides. You are either in the church, that means, say, you belong to the people of God, or you are outside the church. And the church, devoted as it is to reaching those who are not its members and bringing them in, the church itself faces a great challenge in this message. There remains yet very much land to possess. There's a lot of work to be done. We are not converted to sit back in deck chairs and do nothing. We are converted to serve the Lord Jesus, and we do that in the gospel. So, the doors are not closed. And the fact that there are seven nations pictured there in chapter 13, between verses 2 and 6, I think does picture the outreach of the gospel into the whole world, in which God's people are being gathered. This is God's church being built. That's what is going on now. That's what we are doing now. That's what this podcast is doing now. That's what Lionstone is committed to. It's what every true church is committed to. The building of God's church, the outreach, the prayerful outreach of the gospel in any way we can, in times of lockdown, whether it's online, or in times, more normal times, it's just through meeting people and witnessing to them in any way we can. And here is the answer to what's life all about. It's about the building of God's church. That's why the universe was made. That's why Jesus Christ died. And if you're not a Christian, I want to say, if you're listening now, that God is calling you. He's calling you to repent and believe. That is to say, to turn away from being independent and to come to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is yet an opportunity to do that. And what God says is, don't waste this opportunity. Now is the day of salvation. Don't turn away. That is the unforgivable sin, to turn away from forgiveness, because that necessarily is unforgivable. God is not concerned about our past. He's not concerned about anything we've done in the past. He is concerned about how we respond to the gospel. And that's why the word of God in Hebrews 4, which we looked at earlier, is a double-edged sword. It does indeed divide. It divides people into two categories, whether you are in the church or whether you are outside the church. And there is yet very much land to possess. The doors are still open. Don't waste the opportunity. This is what life is truly all about. Loving Heavenly Father, please help us to continue to understand what life really is about, what you are doing in this world for your glory's sake. Please would your church be faithful to this task, and please would many people, perhaps puzzled at the meaning of life at this time, would understand and come into your church and give glory to your Son. We pray this in his precious name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.